with Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco. And theoretically, Willard should have been on the line. He's down in Florida, hopefully connecting remotely, so we'll see what happens there. But anyway, right now it is September 21st, 2019, 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. Then the show will be on after the sporting event. The show is also available every week on Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Live Streaming, and you should be able to listen to the show on most devices that connect to the Internet. Also, all of our shows have been archived, and once again, if you go to sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, and click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and click on Archives, you can find all our shows there. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, it's available there. And finally, last but not least, there's always a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy, brief to the point, covering the important economic news they see from last week. And, you know, we encourage you to read it. It's usually up, late Friday, early Saturday morning. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520 or toll free, 800-879-7541.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Have someone send us a test to the chat box, because it looks to me like the last chat question is 14 days old, if that's what 14
means. Oh, no, if you go all the way down to the bottom, for some reason they've got the oldest ones on there.
Yeah, at the bottom.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so, at the top. No, yeah, it's reverse.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got to scroll all the way down.
They got 7 day.
Yeah. So it was a week ago was the last, you know, message that was on there.
I get it.
So there you go. Now you're all set with the chat box. Hopefully somebody will use it. And also, you know, hopefully we'll get some calls early because it's the best time to get in, 803-1520 or toll free, 800-879-7541.
Did you talk about the free economic commentary?
Oh, yeah. Took care of that.
Because I noticed that the 10-year rates are down, gold is up, oil is flat.
After that big jump,
oil's up.
Yeah, okay. It should be up a little.
Oil's up.
Yeah.
Rates are down on the 10-year. Where do we go from here?
Well, who knows?
I'm reading a lot of stuff that said this is a new bull market.
Oh, well, I'm not happy about that, but,
Well, if you're a contrarian,
you're certainly not happy about that. Certainly, you know, as we've always cautioned people, try not to pay attention to all the news because most of it is noise out there. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, there's just all sorts of stuff coming from all different places and it'll drive you nuts. They were mentioning, where the Fed had to go in and do these repos, you know.
Very worried about the repos. I am. Anyway.
Well, if you read Barron's, they said there was a reason for it. Not a big deal.
Yeah, but the issue wasn't that they had to do repos. The issue was they didn't realize they were headed towards repo land. I think on Tuesday night when they put in the first $50 billion. The Fed wasn't aware of it. That might be concerning.
Well, they caused a little bit of a disturbance, but there was a whole bunch of things going on. Tons of bonds came due. It was all sorts of things happening.
Lack of liquidity.
Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Yeah, but... You know, that was a temporary thing, so.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, I'm telling you, basically, but everybody will be harping on that, And, there's a lot of people out there that want to cause a recession,
Yeah.
It's just, you keep frightening people enough about a recession coming, you'll cause the recession.
I never knew any pessimists that made money in the market.
What's that?
I said I never knew a pessimist.
Oh, who made any money
was able
in the
to
market.
Make money in the market.
Well, that's for sure. And I'm sure you never knew of any nervous Nellies that made money in the market either,
That's right. What do you know about this, as long as we're talking, the AT&T split up?
Not much.
I don't think there's been much on it. Not covered in Barron's?
No, they didn't even talk about it. You know, maybe it was covered a few weeks ago, for all I know, but...
Well, something yesterday about them splitting into three companies I saw go by.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't see that. You know, I'm amazed that, you know, no one was really, you know, covering that, really. So it'd be kind of interesting, you know, what they're going to do. I mean, they're having all these streaming war battles. You know, they covered that in this week's Barron's, you know. And it's going to be interesting because they're all paying unbelievable amount of money for content, you know, like one network steals Seinfeld from the next one and pays an unbelievable amount, you know, and one steals Friends, and who knows where that's all going to lead, you know, when it's all said and done. So they're getting everybody nervous about
it. And the content's not very good. And
no.
A lot of it is you see a movie you like, and we try to do that Saturday night, and it's foreign movie and doesn't have subtitles.
Yeah, and the
thing, there was a Korean one with MacArthur, and we wanted to watch it, and you know, we're a fan of MacArthur, blah blah blah, World War II. It was all in Korean.
In Korean.
And we kept waiting. We thought something was wrong. There were subtitles. They weren't showing on the screen. And my wife said, "Well, how long are we going to do this?" I said, "We'll give it 5 minutes. See if they switch to English or something." They didn't.
Unbelievable, yeah.
So they're paying, you know, they probably don't even know there was no English in that thing.
Well, people have to realize with the...
buy packages of content.
Yeah, yeah, but at any streaming package doesn't have everything.
Yeah.
So if there's different things you want, you're kind of forced to buy different streaming services, you know. And I know my daughter said they canceled, you know, cable, and they just buy four different streaming services, you know, Hulu and Netflix and so forth, you know. And for $40 a month or whatever it is, they're happy, you know. That's all they watch, you know.
We have a chat box question. What is a repo? What's the significance?
What is the significance?
Repo stands for repurchase agreements, and it can be between banks and the government, Fed desk and each other, and it's generally overnight paper.
Yeah, it's a thing where people need cash, and they put up the treasuries as collateral overnight.
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, so that's what a repo is. You know, in other words, they're putting up the collateral, and they're getting it lent, but they get it lent at, in this case, it was up to, what, 9% or something like that? It's overnight, I mean, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, overnight funds.
Yeah, yeah.
But in 2008, repos, if you looked at government money market funds, they were largely made up of repos.
Oh, yeah.
And also, repos were allowed to be counted as net capital for banks and brokerage firms. Net capital you have to keep. In those days, 4% or 5%, you had to keep that net capital in your coffers, so to speak, and not lend it out and not trade it. And since we made the banks stronger, we have disallowed the repos being part of the net capital calculation. A and B net capital is now more like 6, 7% needed.
Yeah, but it's
therefore, there was a lack of liquidity
overnight for some reason.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, as we were talking about earlier, you know, there was a whole bunch of events. Barron's covers this in details in an article about what went on. Their conclusion was no big deal; just a whole bunch of things happened at once, you know. But, you know, the Fed will have to address it, you know, in terms of recognizing that that did happen. And matter of fact, they're going to keep doing repos until October 10th.
Huh.
And it has.
I'll be looking forward to reading the article.
Yeah, it has something to do with the reduction in the balance sheet, you know, that caused part of the problem. And, you know, it there's a lot of reasons.
They're not going to reduce it anymore. They're going to stop.
Yeah, and you know, what people forget, though, is not, you know, years ago they used to do repos all the time.
Well, I know, and also, but you could also use it as part of your net capital. That's
yeah, right,
point.
Exactly. So, you know, so I encourage you, you know, if you want to know in detail, I mean, what a repo is somebody needs cash, they're borrowing from a bank overnight, they're putting the collateral of their treasuries in there, and they're paying some kind of interest rate to the bank, you know. normally it's pretty close to the federal funds rate, but for some reason it got as high as 9%.
Because there was a lack of... It was... The Fed wasn't prepared, and it was kind of an emergency. Okay, pretty good answer.
Yeah, I think so. But like I say, if you want real detailed explanation of what went on and what, you know, but once again, that was a simple explanation of what a repo is. It's basically simple. Somebody's borrowing overnight from the bank using treasuries as collateral. That's the bottom
line. Zach on the chat room is asking, I have a CD which was called 6 months before maturity. What are the implications? Do I still get my interest? Well, I'm assuming maybe that was a 3% CD when it was issued. Maybe it was for 1 or 2 years, and the rates aren't there anymore. They're lower. It was a callable CD, probably at a brokerage firm, not at a bank. They call them brokered CDs. And the implications are you got your money back. Don't complain. You got your money back. And this is a big deal in today's age. And you get your interest till the call date. And that's it. You don't get it for the
You don't get anything beyond that. And
so that's the answer to that.
Yeah,
and
but when you buy, I don't know. Am I wrong? Banks normally don't call their CDs, do they?
Right. That's why I said it's probably a brokered CD where a bank issues.
Right.
And they protect themselves against rates falling. Why should they pay 3 when the rates are 2?
Exactly. So. Let that be a lesson to you. Maybe you want to buy a bank CD. I don't know.
Well, I had a friend and client, an attorney, call me and say he had an elderly woman in a nursing home with $300,000 just Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And what could I do for 1 year? And I said, leave it at the bank. Take whatever rate they give you because if we do it, we will introduce some kind of risk. Whether it's a CD or I can't get a bond at those rates, and that was the best advice. Didn't want some business, but that's the best advice.
Well, that is, yeah. And plus, there's, you can shop around too, right? For different banks.
I mean, her account was at M&T. I don't know what their rates.
Yeah, I have no idea, but sometimes some banks are given special rates.
Down here in Florida, they're all over. I'm in Sarasota, by the way, for anyone listening. They're all over in the papers. There's a finance section on Monday, and all the banks advertise a higher. We call them teaser rates.
Mm-hmm.
To get your money in there and the next open an account at a new bank, and then when it matures, they got you.
I guess, or else you could just take it back out, right?
Yeah. And put it where? Who knows?
Oh, I don't know you.
Well, if you have nothing to do but chop rates, that's
right,
fine.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
2.5 instead of.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I mean, if you're playing around for a small
nothing,
you know, why bother? But anyway,
right
now,
the issue for investors.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
there's no yield for them.
Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or go to our website for the chat box, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Click on the one that says Chat and Archives. Chat will come up. Click on Chat and go to the bottom. You can ask a question or put in the symbol and let us know what you're interested in doing with that particular stock, while you're looking at it. So. Oh, and Zach said, thanks so much, huh?
Oh, so you're seeing it. You don't need me to do the...
Yes, I do. Well, because I got nothing else to do right now.
Oh, I see. Okay. I got a computer dedicated to the chat box.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I just have it up now.
It makes a little ding when I get a new chat.
Because there's nothing else going on, so whatever, But at any rate, it was kind of interesting. You had that, quadruple witching where everything expired on Friday. And the market got weak, but, according to Barron's, what they're blaming on, they said the market would have finished flat, but it decided to drop 0.5% late in the day after reports that China had canceled the visit to Montana, and it hit the news wires.
And now in the papers this morning, that's all it's talking about.
What, them canceling that?
Yes.
What was the visit to Montana for?
I have no idea.
I don't even know why they were going there. Maybe... I don't know what's in Montana.
I don't know what they do in Montana. I've been there once, and it could be agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah,
cattle.
Who knows? So, I don't know why they were going there. So, could have been just a sightseeing trip, right? Who knows? But you know, it's that kind of stuff that hits the wires, you know, and affects the market. No question about that at all. So, and let's see. Right now, phone
BWT
line.
BWT was with J.P. Morgan Chase.
What's that?
BTW. I don't know what that means.
Where's that on the chat box?
Chat box.
By the way, it isn't BTW. It was J.P. Morgan Chase. By the way.
It had the CD. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but was it a brokerage CD bought at their brokerage?
Oh, okay.
That's the real question. I suspect it was, but who knows? Maybe the banks themselves are now direct issuing to clients things that protect them. My dad once told me banks are not your friend.
Really?
Yeah, and he was a director of the Bank of Buffalo.
Interesting.
And that was a long time ago. More to the story, but I'll just say.
How does the chat box look, anyway?
It hasn't added anything.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Well, if you know the chat box, you're
I just want to make sure you're paying attention.
No, I was answering the last question.
Anyway. Somebody asked about
me on the radio, so here I am.
Somebody's
worried about vaping.
Well, that's going to be a problem, you know. That's no question about that. All of a sudden you have all those cases, people getting seriously ill, you know. So very interesting.
Can a company like Altria, which is MO, withstand such a thing? Market capped at $76 billion. Probably, right?
I would say probably. I mean, let's face it. Remember the big tobacco event many, many years ago, you know?
Yeah.
And they thought it was all over for tobacco, right? You know, so.
Yeah. And now, if these two guys merge, MO and PM, Philip Morris International, which they used to be, it would be $190 billion in market cap.
Really?
That's pretty big stuff.
Maybe they were anticipating, and that's why they're merging.
You know? Probably were.
You know, yeah, because it's Altria who's on the thing for the vaping, right? They bought Juul, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think they had other vaping companies. I'll just say that on the books, I have an order to buy MO at I think it's 36. For some people,
mm-hmm.
Being the consummate bottom fisher.
Well,
I don't know if that's right or wrong. Do your own research.
Well, why'd you pick 36, though?
Well, it must have been something. It was a long time. It was probably 6 months ago. How do you look on your chart? Because generally, you're at support here.
Okay, that's what I mean. You know, was it some kind of support there? Or?
Yeah.
And.
What does your chart show?
What does my chart show?
Oh.
I will tell you in a minute.
Okay, good, because I know you're happy to. The bank issued the callable CD. So that's pretty sweet.
The bank issues a callable CD?
Yeah, and the reason they were going to Montana was Senator Tester and D-A-I-N-E-S, Dines.
Mm-hmm.
Are trying to strike a deal with China over beef. It was beef, you see.
Oh, okay. So it was a beef deal and they canceled it.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? I don't know. Who knows? You keep watching all that news, you'll drive yourself nuts, you know. So
you're just a guy that says watch the price of whatever you're looking at.
In general.
If it's going up, you want to own it. If it's going down, you probably don't. Is that the...
I mean, the stock price generally... You know, like a lot of times you'll see a stock getting killed and you can't figure out what's going on. It's not until later the news comes out, right?
Right.
So a lot of people, you know, but charts at certain points will be wrong because of emotional type, you know. So at a top, right, it looks great at the top, right? And remember when we did the seminars, you know, chart looks best at the top, right?
Markets look best at the top.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you type in MO and you go to a two-box chart on Dorsey,
mm-hmm.
you'll see the trend line at 38.
Okay.
So it's hitting the trend line.
It's coming down to the trend line. So you're hoping that
it probably goes one box, which in this case is 2 points below the trend line. And Watson Wright said years ago, who's retired from Dorsey Wright, I always sold when it dropped right below the trend line, and it actually turned out if I had bought every time that happened, I would have been better off.
Interesting.
So being the cute person I am and not really wanting to own it unless it turns around or I'm getting a great deal, I put it in a 36, that's all.
That's what you'd be looking.
So I'm building a position. I'm Howard Ewart.
All right, so for the person who is he's looking to buy, right? Was that what he said on the chat box? I left the chat box.
He said, curious about your thoughts. And I said to you, my thought is I've got an earn to buy it at 36 for some clients. And you said, why did I pick 36? I'm giving you the answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, now, major support on the two-box chart is 24.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that would not be pleasant.
How about that?
How's that? Does that sound right? That would not be pleasant.
That would not be pleasant, yeah. But, I mean, it depends. If he's a long-term investor, he's looking for the dividend, right? You might establish a small position, sit back, right?
And watch.
And watch and see what happens next, yeah. Right now, we do have a caller on the line, Ron and Alexander. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a couple stocks here that I don't know anything about. And I don't know where I picked them up. The first one is C-W-E-N.
C-W-E-N?
Yes.
And you don't know where you got them from, you mean?
No. Nightly Business Report, one of those things.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't. It might have been a spinoff, but you're saying some show you watched, you probably got
it.
Yeah, okay, I've got you. Clearway Energy.
It's a $3 billion company.
Interesting.
Yeah. It pays, who knows, because the machine's not giving.
According to this, it says 4.43%. I don't know, but that's what it says.
All right, I'm looking at Thompson. It says 4.43.
Yep.
80 cents.
The chart looks good to me. What do you think?
But understand that it was paying 21 cents, 22, 23, 24 from 2015, 28 cents in 17, a quarter, 30 cents in 18, 32 in 18, and they've dropped the div back to 20. So one would want to check the earnings to see if the earnings could support the dividend, I think.
I mean, as far as the fundamentals, I mean, the chart says it looks good to me, right? As we always say, do your own research, look into why they cut the dividend to 20. I mean, there might be a reason that's not a problem. They might have done it for invest in something or whatever. Who knows,
Okay.
But in looking at it, the
chart has a cup and handle pattern, which is thought by Investors Business Daily to be a good pattern.
Yeah, and it just broke out. Broke the trend line, came back, tested the trend line, then broke out again. Very, very nice looking bullish pattern. And, next resistance would be what, $20, say?
Yeah.
And the target, take it for what it's worth, whatever that is, a grain of salt. The price objective based on the point and figure method is 29. And actually, it was 28 at one time back in 2015. So I guess that's not that far-fetched.
So... As long as you didn't have all your savings in it, it would be a hold.
Yeah, and I would I would just reevaluate it if it got to 16.
Yeah, I got a little worried.
Yep.
Okay, now I have one other one here, and it's the same kind of thing. I just don't know where I heard it, but RVZZ.
RVZZ?
RVZZ.
Okay. I guess I'm not here. What are you hearing, Willard?
RBZZ, maybe it's RBZB. It's a Robert Victor Zebra Boy.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we were both hearing RVZZ.
No,
RBZB, Robert Victor Zebra Boy. RBZB as in boy.
Okay, I got you. So what does that look like to you right now? I'm trying to call it up.
I don't see it.
You don't, really?
How about void instead of boy?
Oh, RVZV?
Right.
Okay, that sounds
does
a lot better.
Does that come
better.
Up?
No.
RVZV. That doesn't come up. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know the name of the company?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that would help.
Scratch that one.
Okay, well, if you can find it, give us a call back.
Okay. How does Nokia look?
I don't know. I hear that they're very prominent, and they always get great write-ups for 5G. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I hear, but I don't see it.
But
it doesn't seem to move anywhere.
I know.
Closed at 529. Pays 5% div. They hold it. Earnings per share are up 50% June quarter versus a year ago. Sales up 5.
Yeah. I mean, they had good news recently, you know.
Good news, risk, probably 468. If it dropped below 460, you'd be worried. Otherwise, hold on to it and get your dividend. Let me check the dividends and see if they have been going up, down, or sideways.
Yeah, it's a little, you
know. And they have these. Apparently, they paid their dividends in May, except they just paid one in July.
Could have been a special dividend. I don't know.
Well, they do have special dividends, and that's mm-hmm. the show.
Yeah. But anyway.
If they pay a nickel a share twice a year, that's 2%.
Yeah. But, you know,
not five.
I mean, the stories are always great on the company. I don't know why the stock is just bumbling around, to tell you the truth. But I would probably hold it for now. Willard's saying 460. Where to close at?
529.
Yeah. So, you know, reevaluate it if it drops to 460. Otherwise, hang on to it a little bit longer.
Okay. And the last one is, how did my Apple stock do this week?
How did it do? Well, did well.
Did well?
Yep. I mean, the interesting thing, that, you know, they don't realize that iPhones are not going to be the big driver in the future, you know, for this company.
Right.
And they're doing subscription service. You know, they're doing a lot of things that people are not giving them credit for, okay?
And they're trying to do subscription services to get a monthly cash flow.
Exactly, yeah.
As opposed to selling a device and you get paid once and make your profit
exactly.
once.
Exactly.
And
yep.
the person holds on to it. My wife had hers for 5 years. So
yeah. And a
not
lot.
Not making any money off her.
Yeah, a lot of good technology stocks like Adobe, who used to sell you their software. And now you buy, rent it, you know, pay a monthly fee.
Microsoft's doing that.
Yeah, they're all doing it. Those companies look at their stocks, right? You know, so
right.
Apple looks very good. Just broke out again, you know, above the previous
and
high.
I may say that, it's above the 50-day, which I think is 215.
Yeah.
But it trades on its own. It doesn't trade with technology or with the technology stocks.
Yeah, I mean, it came back a little last week. You know, 217.
Yeah.
But you know. I would continue to be a holder. Where would you get worried about it, Willard? Under the,
50 days is 208, so
right?
It would have to be 205.
Yeah, 205, or if you're a long-term investor with a great profit, you'd be under the 200-day, which is 188, somewhere under
that's
there.
Yeah, it's pretty far away.
Yeah, it is pretty far away, but it depends on your risk tolerance and, you know, the kind of profit you have in it and that type of thing. So for right now, it looks good.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to take a quick 1-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Okay, we're back. We do have someone on the line right now, Ed Namhurst. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We'll go to Ed Namhurst.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Peter Willard, what are your thoughts on Digital Turbine, ATCS?
ACCS?
A is an Apple, PPS, Applied Digital Turbine.
I got it. Alfred, Tom, Sam?
Apple, Pop.
Peter, Sam. I didn't get that.
I don't know. We're getting all sorts of feedback here. I don't know what that is.
We can't hear you.
Yeah. Try it again.
Digital Turbine.
Digital Turbine?
Yes. APPS.
Okay. ATT.
S.
S?
Yes.
All right. Boy, this is tough today. ATTS.
I don't think that's the same.
No, that can't be it, no.
Apple, Peter, Sam.
Oh, jeez. APPS.
Yes.
All right. See, now that we don't have the feedback, there's some kind of background. It's a stock that I'm embarrassed to say I sold back at $1.
Oh, no.
Yeah. See, I'll admit when I'm wrong or made a mistake, believe me. Yeah, a little embarrassing, but that's the way it goes.
It's a small company, you know that.
Yeah, I know that, but they're, what are they, in the advertising business like?
Develops mobile software that enables mobile content.
And, you know, obviously it's done very well recently, you know, and gone up significantly. You know, back in July it was under 5, and now it's up to almost 7, right?
Right.
And it looks like it's just consolidating nicely to me. I haven't looked at the point and figure chart. What does that look like?
Who are you asking?
You. Not him.
I don't know, because I'm looking at a different chart. Here we go. Here we go.
Maybe we'd be better off asking him. I don't know.
Probably.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
That's
a major long-term breakout.
It had a nice breakout.
Oh, my God. Yeah, your support.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, support would be 5.5 to 6.
Okay. Is there a price target on that?
Well, it exceeded it based on one method here. You know, in other words, 6.25 was the price target. If you go to, I think, stockcharts.com, and let me put it in over there, because they do what they call, they'll do a vertical and another type. Let's see. Hang on. I knew I was going to regret doing this, but
I got it if I'm lucky.
Yeah, if you go there, point and figure chart, change it to price objective. Let's see, price objective on breakout. Okay. And let me see what happens there. Maybe you'll beat me to it. Price and
check. I doubt it. There's too many things to pick here.
Yeah. Well, breakout.
Let's see. Charts.
Oh, I see. Okay, so go to breakout, and then we'll go to update, and this should do it. Should have put my glasses on, but I didn't. Yeah, still comes up as, you know, it's exceeded all price objectives according to this. So hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say, but, you know, the major thing is, I mean, that's a multi-year breakout, you know.
Okay, gentlemen, if you got another, a little more time, I got another one.
Okay, sure.
Victor, Great Nancy, VTGN. Look at a five-day chart on it.
Okay, five-day chart.
Vista General Therapeutics broke out, huh?
I bought it at 66 cents.
You're kidding me.
Well, you doubled your money. What are you waiting for?
I'm playing with the market money now. But they got something to counter opioid addiction.
Opioid addiction. Yeah, yeah. There's a whole bunch of companies out there coming up with stuff like that. I don't know. Did you check the news recently?
Yes, they're in phase three, expecting news any time now.
Oh, really? Boy.
Really?
Well, what you got to watch out for, if the news is disappointing, this thing will disappear.
Right.
So
they've got two other drugs beside that.
Yeah, but still, believe me, if there's any news or they don't think it was good enough, these things can go, you know, lose 80% of the value in a day.
Yeah.
So,
or they can.
Yeah.
Boom.
So you know, I would say I would take half out of it.
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, good.
Get money now.
Good. Okay, that's fine then. Yep. Just be aware now that. You know, when you have the data coming out, that can be very risky, or it can be unbelievably profitable if it's good. You know, so
right.
Yep.
So okay, gentlemen, enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thank you very much
Thank
for calling.
You very much.
Great show, guys.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You used to say it again.
Yeah, well, that's you.
Yeah, well.
803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Lines are wide open. Give us a call. Anything on the chat box right now?
Yeah. I got to ask you something. I don't hear us talking about the wife and I have retirement, mostly in target funds. My question is, what do we do when these funds reach their target dates?
Well,
find something else.
Retarget, right?
Retarget.
You could retarget it.
For 5 or 10 years out, depending on your
level. Yeah, yeah. Pick another target fund, you know, for...
Because if you're 60 and you retire with a target fund maturing, you may want a different investment than if you're 70.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How's that?
Good point. So what is the different investment?
And I noticed that all companies that have target funds, they don't act the same.
Oh, okay.
Some have more stock or more bonds. They don't have all, you know, X amount stock, X amount bonds. They're all different depending on the flavor of the company, whether it's T. Rowe Price or Vanguard, American funds, whatever.
Well, that'd be a good point. And, you know, do your own research. You can check each one of those target funds and see what their mix is, okay? And determine what you're comfortable with, you know.
Because when people retire today, they live a long time usually.
Yep. Big
so
difference.
The investing, you're not going to invest for 5 years and say I'm dead in 5 years. You're going to invest for 20 or 25 years, especially if you have a younger wife. Right?
Right.
Okay. Pretty good.
So look at, you know, if they come due, look at other target funds, but check them to find out, you know, what the balance is, you know, and so you can compare different ones and see which one has a balance that you're comfortable with, you know, no question about it. So.
And why buy one?
Yeah, all right, that's a good point. You know, diversify a little. Yeah, good point. Okay.
I just renewed my certified fund specialist. Well, they want my continuing ed credits. Okay.
Right now, we have phone lines pretty wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or go to the chat box at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and there's a chat box there. You can type in a question. If you type in a symbol, if you do, let us know what you're looking to do with that particular stock. Right now, we have Dreamer on the line. Give us a call while you know, the lines are open.
Hello.
How you doing there?
Hi, Peter. Hi, Willie.
Did you move?
Yeah, I've been out about 6 weeks now.
Well,
I'm just starting
moving
to settle.
Moving is very emotional. Very emotional.
Extremely emotional. My doctor says I was more emotional than my cat.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Oh, and by the way, I got rid of all my young wives.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
We're afraid to say anything because you offend everybody these days. So you can offend people.
Oh, I could do that very easily.
Yeah, so can I. But
I know, that's why we're
I've
a kid.
Noticed.
Willard's never noticed that. Anyway.
I found it funny when you guys were trying to hear it. Because that comes with old age. My hearing isn't what it used to be either.
Yeah, but yeah, well, you know, we
it was all garbled.
Yeah, what it is we're getting some kind of feedback, you know.
Yeah, I heard that.
Radio
yeah.
On or something. You had the radio or the computer on.
So platinum and palladium are doing really well. Gold and silver are hanging in there. What's HL doing?
HL.
Well, $1.98.
Oh, it's that low.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
up 10 cents. Well, look at the.
Yeah, isn't that something? Holy cow!
Who would have thought?
Well, yeah. If you want to be optimistic, it's building a base.
Okay.
Or you could say it's building a platform, and we don't know which way it will spring, right?
Right.
If you're a bottom fisher, it turned at $1.25.
Wow. What the heck happened?
And you would hope to get $3.50, $3.75 out of it.
That's what I expected it to be.
I haven't
looked at it since I sold it a couple of years ago.
Well, thank God you did, because it's just been going straight down.
And I bought my favorite stock with the profits.
Your favorite stock? I don't even watch that thing anymore.
Oh, it's looking really good, but it's not going anywhere. So I'm going to buy some more.
Okay, well, that's a strategy. Okay.
So one more, guys. I'm curious about GSS. I haven't looked at that in a couple of years either.
GSS?
Yep.
That's another one. Looks like HL.
Was it really? Oh, it died, right?
Well, it's 344.
Oh, man. That's way up there.
Way up there? From where?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I sold it for a profit at I think it was 96 cents.
Oh, really? Boy.
Yeah, I bought that at 20 cents a couple of years ago.
Why'd you sell it?
Yeah, to buy my favorite stock.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And that's up 9% this year, better than the other one.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, too expensive for me. I just wanted to touch base.
Well, appreciate it. Good to hear you're still, you know, around.
Yeah. And yeah, it's been really good lately, Willard. So.
You had a nice contact with Art.
It's sort of like, what was it, I forgot who to quote, you know, overnight sensation.
Overnight yeah, sensation.
47 years and all of a sudden people are paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a good one.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Take it easy.
Take care.
Okay.
Nothing on the chat box.
Yeah, nothing on the phones either. Anyway, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Very easy to get in, obviously, if there's nobody on the phone line right now. And, you know, go back
stock
to...
Stock of the day?
What's that?
Do you have a stock of the day?
No, I'm just going back to sectors again, you know. And I always tell people... You know, what's amazing is that the semiconductors, you know, which everybody was picking on and everything remains, yep. You know, the top sector for the year, the top sector for the last 3 months, and maybe the second best sector for the last 6 months. So, you know, the areas that still are the strongest are, you know, home builders, semiconductors, and what else? Technology, obviously, you know. But lately, technology hasn't been in the last 3 months, whatever's in the technology group, and they use the XLK.
Yeah.
You know, for the last 3 months, is only up 1.8%, and whereas the semiconductors are up 10.5%. So, you know, for some reason, the semiconductors have stayed strong, and maybe that's because some of those gaming companies are doing well.
Probably.
Yeah, I see, you know, companies like Activision, Take-Two are doing very well all of a sudden. And, you know, that depends on chips for the games and whatever. So, you know, that's one area. You know, keep an eye on the semiconductors.
How about energy? Solar.
Solar's been very strong, you know, lately. Wow. You know, it's amazing, really. And, you know, it comes into vogue, goes out of vogue. You know, it's really wild if you look at it over the years. You know, up, down, all around, you know. So, I mean, there's that solar ETF that, if you look at that with beautiful
SCDG,
chart on
it. CDG, that guy is CDG, or the ETF, TAN.
TAN,
yeah. A little bit of that in a few accounts.
Up very nicely for the year.
And
now is at a high for the last 2 or 3 years, or 4 years maybe.
I think I bought that because I didn't know what individual stocks would make it.
Yeah, it's tough. One of the ones I've seen that everybody says is the class of the area is this SEDG, Solar Edge.
Yeah.
And that's been unbelievable. You know, it's, 2018, the beginning of 2018, it was 33, now it's 89.
Yeah, the question is, does it add on here?
Well, it's a good question, but, you know, if you read up and do a lot of research on the company, you'll see they seem to be in the right places, you know. And, you know, this may be the, it used to be people bought, what was the other one that was the big name in solar for a long time?
Sun?
What's that? No, the one with the, begins with F, I think.
I don't know.
First something, I don't know, I forgot what the name of it was. FSLR, whatever that is.
That's right.
But this SEDG, now this is what everybody's talking about in the solar area. But, you know, if you don't want to get caught with the wrong one, you know, or some kind of news comes out on a company, the TAN's a good way to play the solar, you know.
And, it would look to me that chemical paints are improving. It's gone on IBD from 103 3 months ago to 11, top 11.
Which one's this?
Chemical paints.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Sherwin-Williams, PPG, RPM.
They must be moving on the home building or whatever.
Yeah, they must be, because the sector has gone from 3,500 to almost 4,000 since June.
I cannot believe Sherwin-Williams, $550 a share.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I remember when this used to be, what, $30 or something? Anyway, we do have a caller on the line.
Cool.
Go next to Jim in Clarence. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Bill calls in from the donut shop. I call in from the fitness center.
There's a nice contrast for you.
Yeah, I wonder, well, anyway.
Yep.
Hey, you're going through sectors. That's really appreciated. But those are, you know, you're looking at equities. What about fixed income and something like fixed income? REITs, and bonds, you know, high yield, treasuries, various durations. What is their standing?
Well, that's Willard's area. It's not mine.
Well, Willard, good to hear you.
Thank you. We are long treasuries.
We are long 7 to 10 year, 10 to 20 and 20 year plus. We are in the income accounts, very long, high yield, and REITs. And we have been somewhat long utilities. Having said that, they don't pay much now, 2 to 4%, depending on the utility.
Yeah, but the capital gains.
Well, yeah. As long as they keep going up.
Yeah, well, it's had a nice year so far.
Yeah. So the answer is that's where you go if you believe rates will be lower in a year.
Yeah, well,
those areas.
Yeah, that,
real estate, high yield, treasuries, utilities. Can you do
how
anything?
Low can they go?
Negative.
Now, if you believe that the U.S. 10-year goes to where the British gilt is, which is their 10-year, they're at like 0.4, 0.5. We're at 1.72 or more on the close. We've been down to 1.45 or 1.46 on our 10-year. But if you believe that guy's going to 0.5% to match the British gilt over the next year, year and a half, that's a great move. That bond will go up nicely. If not, you'll get 2%, basically. If the market takes off, the stock market, you'll get none of that. So you're placing a bet, right? If you think about the German, it's still negative, I think, 0.6, the German 10-year.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, gold and precious metals do well in this environment also. They don't have a yield to them.
Right.
They do well.
But they do well.
They do well,
I'm
because
thinking
gold,
gold miner
go negative.
And a junior.
Yeah.
Yep. And
so there's a place for some of that.
Yep. So and I mean, you don't go 100% into any of these. You know,
that's
put everything
right
in these areas. But yeah, you should have some of it. No question about it.
Good edge. And the jury's out on whether the market's going to go higher here. Generally, after September, Peter, does it not look better?
Well, it's supposed to look better. Typically, and what will be interesting here is that in the pre-election year, the second half of September is normally weak, but then it's stronger into the end of the year. If the second half of December or the rest of September turns out to be strong, that would be extremely bullish. You know, so.
So the jury's out.
So there you go. There's a lot of things to think about. But don't pay attention to the news, whatever you do.
Hard not to, isn't it?
It's hard not to.
Thank
but
you, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just leave my CNBC on mute all day, so. But anyway.
So I don't know
thank
if we
you
answered you, but the answer is there's a place for all of that if you believe rates are headed downward, whether it's in 2 months or in 2 years.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jim.
We got about a minute to go. We always say.
Stock of the day for us or no?
No. But
okay. I'm going to give it a hint without the symbol.
A hint without the symbol.
Slurp, slurp.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Yep.
Oh, great article in Barron's on the fast food stocks. You know.
Yeah.
They think there's a lot of room to go. Interesting. You know, stocks like QSR, Wendy's.
We do have some of those in our accounts.
Yeah, very
them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So,
slurp, slurp.
Anyway,
slurp.
We're at the end of the show. Thank you very much. What are you going to say, Willard?
I'm going to say keep a little powder dry. Until next week, good night and good luck.
Okay, take care.